Okay, everybody off. We know you will find it interesting to know, in a time when you are feeling powerless, that you have a great deal more power than you know. And the reason for this is because, with the slowness of time, you actually have the ability to choose your focus and to choose where your energy is going. This is an interesting exercise because in order to choose truly, you want to be in touch with who you really are and where you really are, no matter what that might be. And when you feel that and you find that and you look at where you want to send your focus, you are actually being a very powerful person. You are not being pulled on by so many externals. Your questions are not about what people think about what you focus on, what might be evaluated or judged. It is simply you, what you feel, who you are, and what you are choosing to focus on. The other interesting, shall we say, removal from the screen has been that we are not in competition now. So there is not a better focus or a worse one. There is simply the one that is most true to who you are and where you are now. And when you begin to look, particularly in the morning as you set your intention for the day, let your intention be true. Remove all of the thoughts that are trying to tell you what your intention should be and go into your heart, breathe into that space and let it tell you where your intention needs to go. This is a kind of an interesting meditative thing to do, because once you have removed all of the mind clutter about where your focus goes, then you have a chance of aligning your focus with your heart, with where you really are and what you are really feeling. And you will find that you get a lot of information, provided you do not judge where your focus lands. When you are looking at the world around you, sometimes the reason you do not stop as often as it would be good for you is that your mind has an opinion about how long you look at that flower, how much time you spend with that tree. Your mind may be judging all of the time what you should be doing, when actually you simply need to be looking at the flower and loving the tree. And that can be true for so many things. Certainly nature is a great teacher of all of that, because we miss so much joy and richness because we do not spend enough time with beauty. And so then in other ways in your life, there it is easy to miss so much of what is good for you because you are not willing to spend time with what is good for you. And perhaps this is a good time to begin to open the spectrum of what is good for you. We have spoken to you about this before, but we want to add this to the teaching. You all know that if you were given a piece of paper, and on one side you wrote what was wrong or needed to be corrected in your life, and then on the other side of the paper you wrote what is right and good in your life already. Sadly, we believe we know which side would be easier to fill up. And so we want you to think about this in that same way. How much room is there on the paper of what is good for you? Certainly, you could make a long list of what is bad for you. It probably would even be accurate. But in this time, one of the things we want to add to our lives is what is good for us. Now, let us suppose you do not have an opinion about that. How many more things might you allow into your life, or even allow new thoughts about, if you did not have all of that mind chatter going, but you had the side of the paper that said, what is good for you? And what if part of what is good for you would be to spend more time with the flowers that you love? What if what is good for you might be that you allowed yourself more rest, even if it was not at the perfect resting time, even if you did not have an opinion about an afternoon nap? What if there was no opinion? There was simply you knowing what is good for you. We also want to be able to think about the ways we can focus our thoughts so that our thoughts are good for us. Once again, I believe we all know how to focus our thoughts so that they are not good for us. I believe we have quite a lot of information about that. But allowing your thoughts to give you information about what is good for you, what that focus actually is, that is actually quite a wonderful thing, because you might even get new information about the thoughts that are good for you. And one of the ways you can gather that information is pay attention to your body when you think about certain things. That could be when you think about a friend. It could be when you think about certain kinds of music or reading a certain kind of book. When you allow yourself to put all of that on the list, then you have even more information about how to fill out things that are good for you. And without putting any pressure on anyone, of course, we would like you in this coming week to take a little time and think about a thought that is good for you. Think about a book that is good for you. Think about a person you talk to who is good for you. And let us begin to expand that list of what is good for you. We have had more than enough years to determine what is bad for us. So now, in this time when we are not being so pressured or judged, because that is not going on now, what a great time to fill out that list of things that you know are good for you and that you are willing to bring into your life. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply, compassionately. Breathe in loving kindness with every breath you take. Feel the energy of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the earth send up a cleansing energy. And feel that cleansing energy wash your root center. Clear out any obstacles to the future you are going to make for yourself. Feel the root become strong and begin to connect with your other chakra centers. Breathe the cleansing energy into your second chakra. Let the cleansing energy displace all shame, all old memories of shame and judgment. Feel all of that moved out of your body. And see the waterfall, the beautiful waterfall, that allows you to feel, experience anything, and let that wash out of your body. Now feel the union between your root and the second center. And let the root begin to know how safe it is to create, even to make mistakes in how you are creating, because whatever is happening, that waterfall will wash it away out of your body when it is time. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and into the solar plexus. And feel that energy displacing any hard or hurtful emotions that may have caught in your body or your mind. Let them leave because you do not need them. And let the solar plexus make this beautiful space for joy and creation and love and learning. And feel the root and the second center join with the solar plexus, knowing that whatever is creative will bring you joy, will bring you strength, will bring you beauty. And let the cleansing energy come up and wash into your heart center. And feel your heart center take in that nourishing energy and feed the garden in your heart, the flowers, the trees, the things that grow inside of your own heart. And feel the other chakra centers, the power of your heart, and the wisdom and the plan in your heart. So all those centers are working together. And the heart, with its great wisdom and knowledge of your path, is ready to lead and create. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let that cleansing energy wash your throat free of all of the communications that come into your mind or your body that would dishonor you, that would make you small, that would make you afraid. And feel the cleansing energy move all of those out of the throat center and away from your body. And feel the other chakra centers know that what is going to be spoken to you, by you, as you create your life, is only loving kindness, only understanding, only loving embrace. And let the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the third eye, washing the third eye clean and restoring its natural power. Feel your intuitive powers returning, becoming strong and bright, and feel the joy with the other chakra centers, knowing that that third eye is helping to guide your life, giving you information that is intuitive and true and powerful. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown center. And feel the crown open, and open joyfully. And let all the other chakra centers know of your willingness to open to the universe, to the power of the universe, to support you on your path as you are this moment, in love and power and abundance for you exactly as you are now. And open to the golden light of the universe as it flows down through your thoughts, into the third eye and the throat. Feel it flow across your shoulders and down your back to remove burden. Feel it flow into your heart to feed what is central and powerful in your life. Feel it flow through your arms and your hands so that what you choose in the highest possible energy. Let the golden light flow through your trunk and let it move with its healing energy to every place in your body that might need that healing energy. Feel it flow down through your legs and into your feet, reminding you that the universe is supporting you with every step that you take, and that you too are supporting you with every step that you take. Let the warmth of that energy and the power of it fill you, protect you, extend past your body to make a field that draws to you what is truly yours Now, moving back into your heart, see that a golden path extends upward. And allow your energy to lightly follow it. Follow it to a place where there is a circle of light. And in this circle of light, there is a gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.